And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, which is brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till Kilt girls. For more on Till Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, today is Wednesday, December 14th, and that means it is time. Today we are doing NWHL Wednesday, which is brought to you by Farpoint. Farpoint, which is taking place February 17th through 19th, 2017, at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore, in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests like Sam Witwer, Enver Jokai, and many others. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to farpointcon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, this past weekend we had two games. The first one pitting the Buffalo Buttes versus the Connecticut Whale on Saturday, December 10th. Going into this game, the Buffalo Buttes were in second place with 7 points, and the Connecticut Whale were actually in fourth place with only 4 points. Now, in the first period of this game, at 5:14, Kelly Babstock of the Connecticut Whale would be called for interference. While shorthanded at 6:37, Nicole Costa would score unassisted for the Connecticut Whale. Then at 11:21, Kelly Stack would make it 2-0 for the Whale when she would score assisted by Ivana Bilic at 11:21. Then at 17:51, Paige Harrington of the Buttes would be called for hooking. Then at 18:37, Kelly Stedman would also be called for hooking for the Buttes. At the end of the first period, it would be Connecticut 2 and Buffalo nothing. Shots were 20-2 in favor of the Connecticut Whale. On the power play, the Buttes were 0-1, and the Whale were 0-1 with their second in progress going into the second period. Then in the second period, at 33 seconds into the period, Emily Janiga of the Buffalo Buttes would be called for goalie interference. Then at 3:54, Sam Faber would score for the Whale, assisted by Michaela Long and Ivana Bilic. Then at 7:40, Nicole Costa would score for the Connecticut Whale at 7:40, assisted by Nicole Connery and Kelly Babstock. Then Kelly Stack would be called for hooking at 9:44. Michaela Long would be called for tripping at the 12-minute mark. Kelly Babstock would be called for roughing at 7:16, as would Kelly Stack, all Connecticut Whale penalties. Then at 19:04 on the power play, Corinne Bowie would skip the Buffalo Buttes on the board, assisted by Emily Falzer. Then at 19:12, Devin Skeets would be called for hooking for the Buffalo Buttes. At the end of the second period, it would be Connecticut Whale 4, Buffalo Buttes 1. Shots were 27-16 in favor of the Whale. Power play was 1-5 for the Buffalo Buttes and 0-3 with a 4th in progress for the Connecticut Whale. Then going into the third period, it would be Kelly Stack scoring her second of the game at 5:14, assisted by Dana Trevino and Haley Skorupa. Then Harrison Brown of the Buffalo Buttes would be called for tripping at 6:21. Dana Trevino of the Whale would be called for a minor at 7:15. Then at 11:21, Sam Faber would score for the Connecticut Whale, assisted by Shannon Doyle. Then at 13:23, Megan Bozak would be called for hooking at 13:23. Connecticut would go on to defeat Buffalo 6-1. Shots were 42-21 in favor of the Connecticut Whale, and on the power play, the Buttes were 1-6, and the Connecticut Whale were 0-6. The win would put the Connecticut Whale in a tie with the New York Riveters with 6 points each at third place. The Buffalo Buttes would still maintain that 1 point lead over the Whale and Riveters. Then, of course, on Sunday, December 11th, the Connecticut Whale visited the New York Riveters in their matchup. And at 5:17 into the first period, Kelly Babstock would score for the Connecticut Whale, assisted by Nicole Costa and Michaela Long. Then at 14:59, Shannon Doyle of the Whale would be called for slashing. Then at 16:33, Nicole Costa of the Whale would be called for roughing. Then at 19:57, Taylor Holes would be called for hooking for the New York Riveters. At the end of the first period, the Connecticut Whale would be up 1-0 over the Riveters. Shots were tied at 8 apiece, and on the power play, the Whale were in progress of their first one at the end of the period, whereas the Riveters were 0-2. Then, going into the second period at 5:04, Taylor Holsey would score for the New York Riveters to get them on the board to tie the game, assisted by Rebecca Russo and Courtney Burke. Then at 5:50, Ashley Johnston of the Riveters would take the 2-1 lead for the Rivs, assisted by Alexa Gruscho and Madison Packer. But then at 6:26, Kelly Babstock would tie the game with her second of the game at 6:26, assisted by Nicole Connery and Nicole Costa. Then at 13:49, Kelly Babstock would be called for body checking. At the end of the second period, it'd be tied 2-2. Shots were 18-16 in favor of the Whale. On the power play, the Whale would be 0-1 and the Riveters 0-3. Then in the third period, Joanna Baribeau of the Connecticut Whale would be called for tripping at 4:37. While shorthanded, Kelly Babstock would score her third goal of the game, shorthanded at 4:56, unassisted. Then Sam Faber would be called for holding for the Whale at 7:27. And then at 16:52, Nicole Connery would ice the game for the Connecticut Whale at 16:52 from Nicole Costa and Shannon Doyle. The Connecticut Whale go on to win the game 4-2 over the New York Riveters. Shots were 25-24 for the Riveters over the Whale. And on the power play, the Connecticut Whale were 0-1 and the New York Riveters were 0-5. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, those are the two games that took place this past weekend in the NWHL. When we come back, we will have an interview with Kelly Stedman. And when we come back after that, we will have news and notes throughout the NWHL. Ladies and gentlemen, you interested in science fiction, fantasy, anime, science, comics, writing, gaming, costuming, art, filmmaking, podcasting, and more? Then come to Farpoint on February 17th through 19th, 2017 at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests Sam Witwer and Enver Jokai. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit farpointcon.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, and it's NWHL Wednesday, and this interview here on NWHL Wednesday is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit awesome-con.com. And ladies and gentlemen, joining me now from the Buffalo Buttes and one of the captains for the upcoming All-Star game, Kelly Stedman. Kelly, welcome back to the show. This is actually like your third time on the show.
Thanks. Yeah, good to be back.
And for you, as I mentioned, you're now actually an All-Star. You're a captain for this season. This is your second time going to be in the All-Star game in the NWHL. What does it mean to you to be named the captain for one of the two teams?
Yeah, it's obviously, a big honor. I was pretty happy when Danny gave me the call and asked if I wanted to do it. So, obviously Kessel is a pretty big name on the other side. So I think we're both pretty excited to get everything started and to have it in Pittsburgh.
Now, for you, as you mentioned, it's in Pittsburgh this year. What does it mean to have the game in Pittsburgh?
It's awesome for me. This is my third year that I've lived there, and of all the places that I've lived since graduating college, I'm pretty sure it's my favorite. The people are great. It's a great hockey city, a great sports city in general, so I think we're going to have a huge turnout, and hopefully we'll get some more NWHL fans on board.
And for you, last season you were the MVP of the All-Star game. What do you think you need to do to retain your crown?
I think our team last year just had so much fun. We weren't worried about who was winning competitions or who was scoring all the goals. We just had so much fun being on the ice together and getting a chance to participate in the first game. So I think going into this year, definitely try to just recreate the same type of team, just good, hardworking people that want to have fun. And, it's all about the fans. So as long as we can bring a good atmosphere for them, we're doing our jobs.
Now, this past weekend, the Buffalo Buttes played their last game of the year. You took on the Connecticut Whale in their home opener. They had to wait all the way till December for their home opener. Unfortunately, you lost 6-1. What was it like going into that game
knowing that you're going to have these next 3 weeks off, but also at the same time, you're also trying to play the spoiler for the season or for the home opener for the Connecticut Whale.
Yeah, I think going into the game, we obviously wanted to kind of take away some of the excitement that they had going with that game being their home opener. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't play our best game, and they, you know, they had so much excitement and energy in the building, which was great to see fan-wise, but it didn't really go in our favor. But, yeah, I think with the next 3 weeks off, we're just looking to refocus, and we're heading right back into Connecticut in 3 weeks. So, yeah, just getting a new game plan ready for that.
And as you mentioned, you get a new game plan going into that. You're going back to Connecticut in 3 weeks, or after your 3 weeks off. How, now that you've experienced that arena for the very first time, what do you take out of that to prepare for that next game?
I think we just have to do a better job of kind of containing their excitement and bringing our own. You know, we were spoiled the first half of the season, getting to play most of our games right at home in the Harbor Center. So I think we're kind of a little shocked by that road game. And, you know, hopefully we can kind of take away some positives from that game and bring them into the next.
Now, I talked to Brianne McLaughlin a couple weeks ago, and she mentioned that one thing that she's looking forward to is with the long road trip that you're about to go on to after your three-week break is the building of the team chemistry on the road. What is one thing that you're also hoping that you build with the team while you're on this road trip?
Yeah, I think team chemistry will be the biggest thing. I know last year, you know, we didn't really start coming together as a team towards the second half of the season, and really didn't get to know each other super well until then. So I think kind of the same thing's happening this year with so many home games and so many players that come from other places like me and Bree. It's hard to get that chemistry going. So I think those road trips are huge for that, and we're just going to continue building on that throughout the year.
Now, one of the other things that happened this past weekend is that you entered the weekend in second place with 7 points. Connecticut defeated you to become 1 point behind for second place, and then they defeated the New York Riveters 4-2 to take over second place. Going into the remainder of this season, going into the All-Star break, and then after the All-Star break into the playoffs, what do the Buffalo Buttes, in your opinion, need to do to not only take second place back, but also maybe become a bigger contender towards a team like the Boston Pride, who are still undefeated?
I think we just have to go into every game trying to give our best that game and not worry about anything that's coming ahead of us. You know, I think, like I said, we kind of got shocked a little bit going into Connecticut last weekend, and we didn't have the strongest game plan going in or the strongest, I guess, mental capacity going in. So hopefully we'll continue building on that as the season goes on. And like I said, we're a pretty similar team as we were last year. And I think everybody kind of saw how we peaked towards the end. So as long as we're getting better every game, that's really all that matters.
Now, one question I forgot to ask Brianne McLaughlin, but I'll ask you. During the off season, obviously there were changes to not just your team, but the other teams as well. One loss that your team suffered was the loss of Megan Duggan to the Boston Pride. Mm-hmm. What has the loss of Megan Duggan done to your team, and how is it also trying to make you guys stronger at the same time by losing her?
Yeah, I mean, Megan's obviously a great player. Bree and I have both known her forever, along with a couple other players on our team. And she's a big voice in the locker room and obviously leads by example on the ice. But, you know, I think we acquired a couple really great players too. We brought in, you know, Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, who's also on the national team and has a big shot and is a great player. And so obviously I think we lost a leader in Megan, but we also have a couple great leaders that have stepped up this year. And Megan Bozek and Cheyenne. So we're definitely looking to give Boston its first loss this season at some point.
All right. Well, with that, Kelly, thank you so much for coming back onto the Experience Hockey Talk. It's always great to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And of course, also good luck for the rest of the season, and also have fun at the All-Star Game
Thanks, will do.
And as always, this interview has been brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit awesome-con.com. And we'll have more for you here on NWHL Wednesday on the Experience Hockey Talk after the break.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. Come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
Looking for that fun thing to do with the family? Then come to AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to awesome-con.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, and we are continuing our NWHL Wednesday episode with our NWHL Player of the Week, which is Connecticut Whale forward Nicole Costa, who has been named the NWHL Player of the Week. Costa recorded 5 points in 2 games this past weekend, helping lead the Whale to a sweep of Buffalo and New York. The pair of wins were enough to propel the now surging Connecticut team into second place in the league standings. Costa would score 2 goals, one of which was shorthanded against the Buttes, then recorded 3 assists against the New York Riveters. In the standings now, the Boston Pride, who were idle this past weekend and will be for the following 3 weekends, has played 8 games and are a perfect 8-0 with 16 points. In second place is the Connecticut Whale, who have also played 8 games, who are 4-4-0 with 8 points. Then in third place is the Buffalo Buttes with 9 games played at 3-5-1 with 7 points. And then the New York Riveters with 9 games played as well at 2-5-2 with 6 points. Then on December 18th at 3 p.m., it'll be the New York Riveters at the Connecticut Whale. At 3 p.m., this will be Connecticut's only second home game of the season. The Buffalo Buttes will be off for the next 3 weeks. The Boston Pride will also be off for these next 3 weeks. And the New York and Connecticut will be off for the following 2 weeks as well for the holiday break. And then, ladies and gentlemen, also this week it was announced for how the All-Star selection process will be done. The selection process began earlier this week with the fans. From now until Wednesday, January 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern, fans can submit their choices for the Fans for All-Stars. Fans should go to nwhl.zone/all-star to make their Fans for picks. The quartet of players picked by the fans will be announced at the end of the day on January 4th. After the fans, I've lost my place. After the fans have actually selected their four, a select group of NWHL reporters will select 2 players, with those picks being announced on Friday, January 6. All-Star captains Amanda Kessel of the New York Riveters and Kelly Stedman of the Buffalo Buttes will meet during the week of January 9th to select 8 players each and begin to build their team rosters via draft. The final 4 All-Star choices will actually also be made by the league's 4 head coaches of Bobby Jay from Boston, Heather Lindstedt of Connecticut, Rick Seeling of Buffalo, and Chad Wiseman of New York. The All-Stars chosen by the coaches and the complete rosters will be announced during the week of January 9th. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is how both All-Star teams will be made. So right now, go to nwhl.zone/all-star. Pick your 4 favorite players that you would like to see in the All-Star game. Then following that, the select group of NWHL reporters, who they will be, I don't know. I could be one for all I know. I may not be one for all I know. They will select, and then the captains will select 8 people each. And then, of course, the coaches will select 1 player each as well. And that is how your All-Star teams will be selected. So without further ado, I'm going to sign off. I will be back on this Friday when I'm coming to you live from the Tilted Kilt for the Capitals game versus the Carolina Hurricanes in Carolina. And as always, NWHL Wednesday has been brought to you by Farpoint. Farpoint, which is going to be February 17th through 19th at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests like Sam Witwer, Enver Jokai, and many others. For more information and to purchase tickets to Farpoint, go to farpointcon.com. And as always, we are brought to you by the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey on Twitter and Facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And until Friday, when I'm coming to you live from the Tilted Kilt, I will see you on the ice.